Hallelujah.
Bless them, Lord.
When I get where I'm going.
Yeah.
Yeah. On the far side of the sky.
Bless them, Lord.
The first thing that I'm gonna do is spread my wings and fly. I'm gonna land beside a lion. Run my fingers through his vein. Or I might find out what it's like to ride a drop of rain.
Amen.
Yeah, when I get where I'm going, where be only happy days.
Amen.
I will shed the sins and struggles I have buried all these years, and I'll leave my heart wide open. I will love and have no fear.
Bless the Lord.
Yeah, when I get where I'm going, don't cry for me down here. I'm gonna walk with my granddaddy.
Yeah.
And he'll match me step for step.
Right.
And I'll tell him how I've missed him every minute since he left. And then I'll hug his neck. Yeah, when I get where I'm going, there'll be only happy tears.
Hey, amen, Sister Carolyn.
Yes.
Amen.
Don't listen to how I say it, just listen to the words.
It'd be good.
Thank you.
Here, read it.
Good job, Carolyn. Thank you. Sign of life.
Yes.
Amen.
Sign of life. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Bless her, Lord. Amen. Bless her, Lord.
A crown of thorns was on his head.
Yes.
He knew that he would soon be dead. He said, did you forget?
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Father, did you?
Thank you, Rita.
But as
ground right there. Amen. Thank you, Rita. Amen. I'm proud of my country. I'm proud of my Savior, too. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Without God, without hope in the world, thank God one came. Made a long journey for us. Anybody else got a song? I'm so full right now, don't squeeze me. Whatever you do, amen. You got one, Sarah?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. I just said anybody got a song. I seen her get up there, amen. Let me read a couple of scriptures here real quick that came to my mind as Rita was singing that song. I appreciated Carolyn singing that song about America. I do believe America, which I preached last Sunday, was conceived in the mind of God just like Samson was. We're going to be preaching about Samson again today. Yeah. But you know, he done more than go to Calvary for us. He got up, amen, for us. Yeah. Paul wrote to the church in Corinth, and he mentioned here, if Christ be not risen, then our preaching is vain, yeah, and your faith is also vain. And he said, if we're found to be false witnesses of God, because we have testified that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. Yeah. And if Christ be not raised, and thank God he did get up, yeah, your faith is vain and ye are yet in your sins. I'm glad I'm not in my sins. Man, I had guilt for 34 years and I've been guiltless now for 34 years. And he said, then they which are falling asleep in Christ are perished. I'm looking forward to him bringing my family with him when he comes, like 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 says. And then he goes on to say, verse 19, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. I'm glad there's more than what we see today. I know we see in part. I know we know in part. Yeah. But one day we're going to see more and we're going to know more. And hallelujah for that. I want to read one more verse. Matter of fact, I'm going to be preaching from this verse pretty soon. I got that. I know for sure. But in Acts chapter 13, I want to throw this at you real quick too. Acts chapter 13. I'll just read this one part right here. Acts 13 verse 41. Well, let me go ahead and read verse 40. Beware therefore lest that come upon you which is spoken of in the prophets. Behold, ye despisers, and wonder and perish, for I work a work in your days. I'm going to preach a message on a work that Jesus did. He said, I work a work in your days. He said, a work which ye shall in no wise believe, though a man declare it unto you. I'm glad he come down here to do a job. Amen. He done it so perfectly, it can't even be spoken against. Even the devils understand that he rules. And I'm telling you, buddy, we might be on a slow train, but they tremble. They believe in God. Yes, they do. James chapter 2, verse 19, they believe in God. Amen. All right, tomorrow is our country's birthday. America will be 246 years a free country. America was started to get away from tyranny, to have freedom. Oceans of blood have been shed for this country to be free. I'm convinced more will have to be shed to stay free. I would like to say this, when November gets here this year, we the people need to let our voices be known. I encourage you, don't vote party. Vote for someone that cares about you, that cares about this country, and the future of your children. Don't cast your vote hazardly. Cast your vote responsibly. Make your vote count. You still have freedom. Even though they're trying to take it away, we still have it. I'm convinced we're more than conquerors through our Savior Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And I believe we need to be good stewards of the manifold grace of God. I believe God allowed me to be born in this country. If I was in a third world country, I'd be trying to get here. I don't see nobody in America trying to get there. Just do the math on that, amen. All right, we got an event coming up in about 2 weeks. We're going to take our young people up to see the Ark. And I'm not young, but I'm going to try to go with them, amen. I've never seen it. I've read about it. I've imagined in my mind how big it is. I want to see just how big it is. And good Lord be willing, we'll be able to make that venture on the 12th of this month. Be praying about it. Be looking forward to it. If you want to go, get with Rita. Get with Carolyn. Let them know. We'll try to get... we get a discount. We'll get at least 15 people to go. And we're going to get the discount. I think we got a lot of people going. Amen. All right, we started preaching last Sunday. I had no idea that the message was going to go like it went. And I've told y'all this, and I'll say it again. I'm just a messenger boy. I still don't understand how God could use someone as stupid as I am, as dumb as I am, and as lazy as I am. And all those are true statements. The Bible does say God uses a foolish thing to confound the mighty. Not many mighty are chosen, not many wise. But God does what He does. And when He does it, you know He's the one doing it. But He ain't got much to work with. But we started this message last Sunday. And we're going to preach again about Samson's great strength. Judges chapter 16. If you want to get your good old King James Bible, if you don't have one, just sit on. I'll read it to you. Judges chapter 16, verse number 5. And we're just reading this one verse for sake of time. But Samson, he had a miraculous birth. And America also had a miraculous birth. And I'm preaching on how Samson and America are a lot alike. They parallel. But we're reading this one verse here. Judges 16, verse 5. It says, "And the lords of the Philistines came up unto her," talking about Delilah. I should read verse 4. "It came to pass afterward that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah." Her names mean delicate.
Right.
"And the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and said unto her," now listen to this, you better catch this, "entice him." You're going to be enticed.
Yeah.
You're going to be tempted.
Yeah.
You're going to be tested. There's a devil down here.
Yeah.
"Entice him."
Amen.
"And see wherein his great strength lieth, and by what means we may prevail against him, that we may bind him to afflict him, and we will give thee, every one of us, 1,100 pieces of silver." We'll stop our reading right there. Father, we thank you for the privilege to stand for the Word of God. Lord, on this July the 3rd, 2022, Lord's Day, Sunday morning, Lord, we'd be the first to confess, Lord, how unable we are to do anything. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity you've given us. Pray your blessings, Lord, upon our efforts. Lord, we want to be a blessing to your people. We want to declare the great truths of your word. Lord, we want to somehow, Lord, reach out, Lord, with the hand of God, Lord, to lost, Lord, to the blessings of God, to the saved. And Lord, may we all, Lord, just get in on this message today. Lord, that we might be reminded not only what great things you've done, but what great things you're doing even today as we're preaching here today. Have your way in this service, Lord. You're the only one that can meet the need. You're the only one that can know the thoughts and the hearts. Lord, we're just nothing, Lord, just dust, just animated dirt balls, Lord. But you put your treasure in earthen vessels. And I pray, God, for your blessing, your help today in this message. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
The Bible talks about that, for the love of money is the root of all evil. And money does make a difference. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. Israel, the Bible said, they sold themselves to sin. And America is getting in that same category. I noticed a lot of money. I don't know. It's not all being broadcast on this money, but you can see a little bit of what's going on with a certain laptop. It just come out of nowhere. Call it laptop from hell. And you know, when a man makes $11 million in 1 year, I don't know. For me, I don't know if anybody worth that. I mean, Danny, I know I ain't worth it. Man, I ain't worth 11 cents, amen. But when a man comes into $11 million in 1 year, I think there ought to be an investigation, amen. I don't really want to preach about money today. I'll just throw that in there real quick. But I'm preaching about how America and Samson have a lot in common.
Yes, boy, yes,
they do. And we got a few jot tittles here. Not only did Samson have a great start, and he did. I mean, buddy, he had the blessing of God on him from day one. I believe America has had the blessing of God upon it since day one.
Amen.
You know, America has always tried to do right. I was telling Brother Mark this morning in the Sunday school lesson this morning. Boy, we're doing a good job teaching. I would encourage you to come. It's good.
Yes.
I mean, I like it when it's good. I pull up there to the table, buddy, and I slop this old home pretty good, amen. But I was telling him about a United States Marine. Jimmy, his birthday, he's 100 years old. His name is Carl Kell. Man, I've got his name right. Let me get that last name right. I want to give him the honor he deserves.
Yeah.
His name is Carl Deckel. Thank you. Deckel. I thought that didn't sound right. Carl Deckel. D-E-K-L. Here's what he said. He said that he didn't think that America was the same country that he fought for when he was in the Marines. And he's making a true statement, but I think it's falling on deaf ears. Clarifying that, Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34 says, righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people.
Right.
And America's been kind of like Samson. We've been on the decline. Now, I'm not going to get on Samson's decline in this message. We're going to continue with Samson and the great things he did here today. But that last message next Sunday will be on the decline of Samson. And it will parallel what's going on in our day right now. Amen.
Right.
I mean, it's just not just taking space. Proverbs 29, verse 2. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. I like to rejoice.
Yeah, that's right.
But when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. I don't like mourning, but I'll tell you right now, buddy, there's a lot of people. Somebody mentioned in Sunday school this morning, I think it was Bonnie, about a young boy that his grandmother had succumbed to COVID. Boy, he was missing her. He was mad at God. He said, I don't know why God would take her from me. Listen, on the other side, they're glad to be there. Paul said, part be Christ far better. The far better bunch don't want to come down here to the morning bunch.
Right.
We just got to catch up with them, if you know what I mean.
Right.
I mean, this side of eternity, yeah, we mourn.
Yeah.
But on the other side, praise God, they wipe the tears away and there'll be no more tears. Amen.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Samson not only had a great start, but Samson had a great spirit. The Bible says, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord, Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. Now, when I said he had a great spirit, we're going to do more than say he had a great spirit. But like America, Samson's great strength is not in its military might, nor is it in its financial strength. Like Samson, America's strength is in its God, and that's why we have in God we trust on our money, and that's why on our pledge, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all. I just want you to know that's been chipped away at, both of them have.
Oh, my goodness.
But let's look real quick at some of that spirit of Samson. In Judges chapter 14, look at verse number 5. Then Samson went down, and his father and his mother, to Timnah, and came to the vineyards of Timnah, And behold, a young lion roared against him. Look at this next verse. Notice that capital S. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him. He just tore that lion in two. I mean, he ran it like he would a little kid.
Yeah.
He had nothing in his hand. He didn't have a machete. He didn't have AK-47, a 308. He didn't have a 30-06. Nothing in his hand. He ripped that roaring lion in two. Now my Bible tells me that there's a roaring lion down here.
Yeah.
Talks about seeking whom he may devour.
Amen.
1 Peter 5:8.
Yeah.
So just remember that roaring lion, that Spirit of God that came mightily upon him. Greater is he that's in us and he that's in the world. God be for us, who can be against us. We're more than conquerors through him
that
saved us. There's going to be some roaring lions down there, Jimmy.
That's right.
Hallelujah, we've got the advantage over the adversary. Amen. I'm glad, praise God, if God be for me, that old devil, about all he can do is kick a little dust on me. Amen. I'm telling you, hallelujah, and America has had God on it. I'm telling you, it was raised right. That Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon Samson. But I'm telling you, he made short work of that lion. Look at verse number 19. Verse number 19, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he went down to Ashkelon and slew 30 men of them, and took their spoil, and gave change of garments unto them which expounded the riddle. And his anger was kindled, and he went up into his father's house. I just want you to know that Spirit of God makes a difference.
Yes, it does.
The Bible says in Romans chapter number 8, I believe it is, verse number 9, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. Jesus said, John chapter 15, without me you can do nothing.
Yeah.
We need that Spirit of God. When I'm up here preaching, I want God to put some wind in my sails. I don't want to be called stagnant. I don't want to be still. I want to sail. I'm talking about on the sea with the captain of my salvation. His name is Jesus. You're not going to go any further without Jesus.
Go
all the way, amen. I've been saying Jesus now for 34 years.
Amen.
I done found out I ain't got nothing to worry about. I started out like everybody else. I scared of this, scared of that. And I found out I had nothing to be afraid of. Amen.
Amen.
I found out like Rita's son, praise God, he's done it all. Amen. He finished that work. He didn't start it up. He said it's finished.
Amen.
Lord,
amen.
We're in good hands, Brother Eric. Amen.
Amen.
That Spirit of God was on Samson. You know, America's had that Spirit of God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Look down here in Judges chapter 15, starting in verse 14. And when he came to Lehi, the Philistines shouted against him. Now, the Philistines are the enemy.
Yeah.
And America's got enemies.
Oh my goodness.
Right. You don't think you got no enemies, you need to start paying attention. We've got enemies.
Amen.
And then Philistines shouted against him. They must have said something like separation of church and state, or you know, I was telling Brother Mark, I said in America we got the freedom of religion and the freedom from religion. How can they coexist?
Amen.
I mean, they're opposites. But anyway, the Philistines shouted. And you know what? Old Samson here, they shouted against him, and that Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him. I like it when it comes mightily.
Yeah.
Every now and then I get the can't help it. So, I mean, I've shouted at Walmart. I've shouted at Dollar General Store. I've shouted at the workplace. I've shouted over in the corner.
That's right. Amen.
And when God comes around, I have to admit there's something in me. I just lose it. I get the cane of heaven. Say, man,
amen.
I haven't got over it. If you have, don't hold it against me. I believe you can have all you want. I believe you can get filled every now and then. Shout a little bit down there, glory to God.
Right.
That Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him. Now they had bound Samson with cords. And And you have to read that. I ain't going to take time to read it. I'm trying to get through this. This part of it anyway. The cords that were on his arms became as flax that was burnt with fire. In other words, he just said, boom! It says, and his bands loosed from off his hands. You think the Spirit of God had anything to do with that?
Amen.
And he found a new jawbone of an ass. You know what? He didn't have no sophisticated weapons. He didn't need to have a bomb. He didn't need, a superiority. All he needed was the Lord and the Spirit of the Lord.
That's it.
He just took the jawbone of an ass.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go hunt with a jawbone of an ass, but I'll tell you what, if it comes down to it, I'll use one. Amen.
Amen.
But he just grabbed what was handy. He got that jawbone of that ass. He had the Spirit of God upon him. And he put forth his hand and took it and slew 1,000 men therewith.
Yeah.
My, oh my. And Samson said, with the jawbone of an ass, heaps upon heaps with the jaw of an ass have I slain 1,000 men.
Yeah.
And it came to pass, Brother Ed, when he made an end of speaking, that he cast away the jawbone out of his hand, and he called the name of that place Ramaliah.
Yeah.
I hope I got that right. And he was sore athirst and called on the Lord and said, Thou hast given this great deliverance into the hand of thy servant. You hear that?
Yeah.
Humility there.
Yeah.
Into the hand of thy servant. Mark was talking about pride this morning in the Sunday school class. The Bible says pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall.
Yeah.
There's six things the Lord hates in Proverbs chapter 6.
That's right.
And seven are abominations to him. The very first one, Brother Jimmy, is a proud look.
Yeah, that's right.
I think America needs to stay humble.
Yes.
And I think America, if we could stay humble, I believe the hand of God will be upon America.
Oh,
I believe
it then.
I believe it's invincible day because of the hand of God. But I believe the world again will take down and they say, hey, whatever they got, that's what we need.
Amen.
There was a man come to this country 1830. His name, hope I can say this right. I think he was from Italy, I believe. But his name was Alex. I see Alex is A-L-E-X-I-S D-E-T-O-C-Q-E. No wonder. Q-U-E-N-I-L-L. Anyway, I'm gonna make an attempt. Alex DeCoco. He came to America in 1830. You know when the Philistines said to Delilah, entice him and find out where his great strength lies? Well, that's what this guy came. He came to America to find out what made America great.
Right, that's right.
And he went, buddy, all over America. He went into the industries. He went into the military. He went into the politics and all of that. But it wasn't until he went into the churches of America, Eric, that he gave this answer.
Amen.
He said the greatness of America is found in its churches. He said if America ever ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. What's this month again?
Yeah, that's right.
Pride month?
Yeah.
July 4th.
That's tomorrow. Today's July 3rd. She's right. Tomorrow's July 4th. I guess that's last month. Last month was Pride Month, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Thank God we survived that. I'm just telling you, the Bible says that sin is a reproach to any nation, any people. America is making the same mistakes that Samson's going to make. We're not talking about his mistakes today. We're talking about his spirit today. And he's got the right spirit about him. And he said, God, he said, given this great deliverance into the hand of thy servant, and now shall I die for thirst and fall into the hand of the uncircumcised. He said, I need some help.
That's right. Yeah. Amen.
And God clave a hollow place that was in the jaw, very first water fountain right here. And there came water thereout, and when he had drunk, his spirit came again, and he revived. Therefore he called the name thereof Enhakkor, I hope that's right, which in Leah unto this day. And he judged Israel in the days of the Philistines 20 years. I want you to notice that. 20 years.
Yeah.
America, like I said, tomorrow, 249 years. God's been good to America.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Bible tells us plainly that all the nations that forget God shall be turned into hell.
Right.
I look at the streets of our country right now. I look at some of this stuff they're doing right now. You know, they're changing the laws. They're putting unjust judges in place and are trying to make the Constitution of America to none effect. But none of that's as bad as what they're doing to the churches and the Bible of America. I'm telling you right now, buddy, we're under attack and under full attack. But praise God, if we'll just stay with the Lord, I'm telling you, even a little church like this can make a difference for God.
Amen.
God said we be faithful and will He make us master over much. Every time we meet, I look at His more heads. Amen.
Amen.
I see this little church growing.
Yes.
I think every church can grow if they'll just do what Samson did, stay with God. The Spirit of God was with Samson, and through that Spirit, Samson was able to have victory over his enemies. His enemies wanted somehow conquering, but they couldn't do it until they found out where his great strength lied. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 20 years. Boy, in 20 years, you can get at ease in Zion.
Yeah.
It don't take a long time.
That's right. Amen.
The psalmist said, I'll look to the hills, which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord that made heaven and earth. Psalm 121, verse 1. We got to keep our eyes on the one that was with Samson, the one that's with America, the one only that can help us in the hour we're living in right now. I don't care what the enemy does, I got to be mindful of what he does. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's what we got to do.
Yeah, right.
Brother Mark mentioned in Sunday school this morning, we're all going to give account of ourselves to God.
Right.
There ain't going to be no laughing matter neither. You ain't going to be checking your phone. I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to have to say, I was guilty, and I plead mercy most of it. Amen.
Right.
I don't think it's going to be no case of mistaken identity that I'm going to have to do like they do on the streets now. I have a dash cam or some kind of camera on them so they can prove somebody broke the law. I'm telling you, it'll be noise to burn what you did. It'll be shameful to stand before God and come face to face with true, amen, with truth. And it was 20 years that Samson is judging Israel. His enemies are watching.
Yeah.
They're looking for Samson to make a mistake. Like I said, boy, America, it's been under the watch of many. There's many wanting to find out how to defeat this great country. There's many wanting to figure out how to get what God gave you. Amen. I'm telling you, buddy, we're under full attack. I guess the greatest threat to America is the politics of America right now. Because when the wrong ones are at the top, when the wrong ones are calling the shots, I'm telling you, there's a price to pay for that. Amen. Bible tells us that in the last days there'd be mockers. And buddy, we got them.
Right.
Yeah. They call it fairy tale. That's what they call the Bible. I've corresponded with some of them, Brother James, on the internet. And you know, God mentions, you know, in Proverbs chapter 1, how long these simple ones, we love simplicity and scorners go out there scorning, and fools hate knowledge. They don't want to know the truth.
No.
Right. That's right. They just want us out of the way. They want God out of the way.
Yeah.
I'm glad I got my way, Brother Mark. I was on my way to hell.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you, buddy, I was going to make it.
Yeah.
I'm like Paul said, I saw one standing in the way. I'm glad he stood in my way. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
But I'm needed somebody to get in my way. I didn't want to go to hell, but I'll tell you, Saddam, I didn't even know I was going there. Hallelujah. I'm glad Jesus got me to Calvary before I got to hell. Amen. But there are a lot of people that are trying to figure out some way to keep you from getting victorious in your Lord, the one that loved you, the guy that gave himself for you. But it says, they mockers in the last day, and we got them, who would walk after their own ungodly lust. Now listen, when these kind of people get in charge, have y'all looked at that one? It's over the health of America, what's it, Levine, something like that? Supposed to be a woman. They've been promoted to four-star admiral. Man, I'm telling you, I look at him and I say, God help us, amen.
Amen.
That's a product of ungodly leadership.
That's right.
They're trying to pass a law right now to give transgenders rights. They got the same rights I do.
That's right.
They're mentioned in Luke chapter 13, repent or perish.
Yeah.
I'm glad I did repent. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
The Bible said God winked at the wisdom of this world and commanded all men everywhere to repent. They may not repent here, but they will there. I done bow my knee, Carol.
Yeah.
There'll be somebody bowing knee up there by the market.
Amen.
I'm kind of glad I done bowed mine, but it ain't going to be a pleasant sight. They're going to fall down their knee.
Yeah.
They're going to plead for mercy, not one single drop of mercy there, but oceans of mercy here.
Yeah,
oceans of mercy here,
right,
Brother Ed.
Right.
Oh, it's hard to miss heaven.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
God raised up a country like America just so people could find Jesus, get saved.
Yeah.
I mean, buddy, God, Jesus, God's had His hand upon America. Jesus has worked through America. So I'm telling you, every single missionary has proceeded from America.
Yes,
all the great revivals took place in America. The Word of God proceeded from America to the four darkened corners of the world. I'm telling you, God's hand has been upon America just like it was on Samson.
Amen.
Like I said, His enemies are watching Him.
Yes, Lord.
Brother Ed, they're looking for Him to make a mistake, and we'll find out next Sunday He made some, amen.
Yes, He did.
And not only would they in the last days walk after their own ungodly lusts, here's what it says about Him in Jude verses 18 and 19. It said they'll be sensual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right.
Having not the Spirit.
Yeah, right.
Now listen, if I didn't have the Spirit, I'd be a dead man right here.
Yes.
Y'all be carrying me out. Amen?
Amen.
I'm telling you, God breathed in nostrils of man, He became a living soul. Amen?
Yes,
but Jesus said, the words that I speak, He said, they're Spirit and they're life.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, America needs to get back on the Bible.
Amen.
Well, we need to preach, we need to talk, we need to give the most earnest heed to it. Listen, any time we let it slip,
amen.
Oh my, it'd be one thing to go to hell, Brother Ed, but I sure want to go to hell in America.
No,
if I was going to go to hell, I wanted to go to hell in the darkest place in Africa, where I could at least tell the Lord, Lord, I didn't have no life where I was at. I knew better. I know He wrote His law in my heart. I know the Gentiles that have not the law, they still got it in their heart. But listen, to go to hell from America.
Yeah, that's right.
That'd be the worst way to go.
Yes, it would.
Bible said, to whom much is given, much is required.
Yeah.
Can you imagine going to hell in America? Sensual. That's kind of like fleshly. You know, I got five senses.
Yeah.
Sensual. We made some chicken rice last night. My wife, she said, ain't strong enough. I tell you, I thought it was as good as ever. We ended up messing it up. I like her senses are messed up. I wouldn't say that to her. But sensual. It's what you determine what something's like. You taste it. You smell it. You listen.
Right.
You look. You feel it.
Yes.
That's right.
That's this generation.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my. This generation we're in right now.
Oh my goodness.
Me and Mark was talking in Sunday school this morning about that generation. After Joshua passed away, and the elders of Israel passed away, it said there rose up a generation that knew not the Lord, that knew not the mighty works of God. We got to pass it along, amen.
Amen.
I don't know how much longer America's going to go, but it's not going to go too far if we don't tell our children and our children's children about what makes America great. I'm telling you, it ain't going to go far at all.
Amen.
Still remember my grandfather trying to tell me about the love of God. Called me horsefly, Sarah. He said, "Hurry into that." He said, "Horsefly, sure like you get saved. I'm 18 years old. I've got a bottle of beer behind me.
Yeah.
My shirt's off. I'm in the field. And I'm sitting there rationalizing this, Carolyn. And I'm thinking, Papa Ed, I'm 18 years old. Maybe when I'm 81, not 18, Papa Ed." Mm-hmm. I saw big tears dripping down his cheeks, but Mark.
Wow.
He had big, thick glasses. He couldn't see real good. They looked like bowling balls rolling off them cheeks. You know what he said? He said, "If you ever change your mind." He said, "I don't care what hour of the day it is." He said, "You come down there to my house. I'll personally introduce you to Jesus."
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, he graduated this life. Old Brother Eddie got saved.
Yeah.
I will tell you this. Up there in heaven, the herald of God said,
"Amen."
Anyway, just got saved. So I'm like, I've got to get back. Mark's got here next. He said, "Anyway, just got saved." I'm sorry, man. The Bible said there's rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God.
Amen.
Over one sinner.
Amen.
That repented more than 99 and just persons that had no need of repentance. How would you know my grandfather, Brother Ed? What'd you say? Walk step by step. Yeah. I don't say there was a big cloud of gold dust coming up. My grandfather, he all there walked him over. I just see him now, buddy.
Yes.
Woo! Horsefly! Got saved. Yeah. There'll be a lot of rejoicing up there.
Amen.
You'll say, "Do they know?" Oh, yeah, they know.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Did they recognize Elijah and Moses? Moses and Elijah on the Mount of Transfiguration?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, they know.
Yeah.
The Bible said, "Well, knowers were known. I don't have no problem finding my family. You don't have no problem finding your family. We'll have plenty of time."
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my. What a time we're going to have, Carol.
Yeah.
I kind of wish we'd go over and take a visit right now.
Yeah.
I'm not going to visit. I'm going to stay
there. Amen.
Yeah. Well, his enemies was watching him. Like I said, we've done come down to this day. These mockers, these ungodly bunch, sensual, heaven not the spirit. That's what's going on in America right now.
That's right.
The Bible said in Psalms 11 verse 3, "If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Or what shall the righteous do?" I think it's maybe "what can the righteous do?" I'm glad, praise God, Jesus laid a foundation.
Amen.
And the Bible said the foundation of God standeth sure. But
yes.
The Lord knoweth them that are His. Amen.
Amen.
They might be able to mess America up, but they sure ain't going to mess the church up. Hey, He's coming for the church. I hope everybody in America gets saved.
Yeah.
But if they don't, like Brother Mark's teaching Sunday school this morning, when God shuts the door to the ark, hey, buddy, it's over.
Amen.
It's time to get on get all aboard, amen. Get in Christ, amen.
Amen.
Whew. Like Samson, America's got the Spirit of God. But also like Samson, America's in decline.
Yeah.
Due to forgetting
where
in our great strength lies. We need to return to God.
That's right.
Or we'll be no more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Amen.
God doesn't need America. America needs God.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen, there's no simpler way to put it. If America forgets God completely, I know there's a remnant down here, and for that remnant's sake, America's still going. But if America forgets God, Psalms 9:17 says, "All the nations that forget God shall be turned into hell."
Yeah.
I'm already seeing some of that in the streets right now. These bunch of idiots, they didn't have enough fireworks to have fireworks in some of these cities. They shot them all at the police during the Black Lives matter of rights, you know what I mean? Where do you think they got them fireworks?
Yeah.
Yeah, them high-powered, high-dollar fireworks, the legitimate police out there trying to somehow convey a point that they got more rights than I do. Mm. Listen, I want you to know what we got going on in America right now is you got civil rights trying to overthrow constitutional rights.
Yeah.
This is all I got to say about that. Those that's got civil rights, they ain't got no more of what I've got concerning the Constitution, right. And no exception. We've all got the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Right.
And listen, thank God for constitutional rights,
right.
But I also thank God for Jesus giving me glory to God. I'm telling you, the blessing of God on me.
Yeah.
Hallelujah! Yeah. I've got constitutional rights, and I've got the blessing of God in me.
Amen.
Right. Oh my. Yeah. I'm trying to think of verse to attach that to. I guess it'd be we're more than conquerors through him that saved us, amen?
Yeah.
More than conquerors. Thanks be to God who giveth us a victory through Christ Jesus our Lord. I tell everybody, glory to God, being saved is a wonderful thing, amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Now you remember, I said Samson had a good start. I got saved 34 years ago, April 27, 1988.
Yeah.
And I've been continuing, Brother Ed, until that day, unto this day,
right.
Claiming to know none other but Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
Yeah.
And I want you to all be telling people He's coming back.
Yeah.
Just like Brother Mark taught this morning.
Yeah.
Amen.
Oh, in an hour you think not.
That's right.
The Son of Man's coming.
That's right.
We used to play a game called hide and seek.
Yeah.
Brother Mitchell, we count to 100. Of course, we couldn't. We count the tens or whatever. We couldn't count to 100.
Right.
But we'd say, 100. Ready or not, here I come. Let's count who the Lord's going to come back.
Right.
Ready or not, He's coming. Amen.
That's right.
And you had to get a safe place or you'd be down. You had to make it to the tree. You know, that was a safe place. And if they seen you, they tried to get you before you get the tree. Y'all remember them days?
Yeah.
Back when you was like a little children, you full of life, one play.
Yeah.
America doesn't need to forget God.
Right.
Our laws need to be centered around, like it used to be, around the Word of God. Our laws need to be mindful of our Creator that made us. Because we're not going to make it without Him.
That's right.
Samson, he had a good start. He had a good spirit. And I want you to know he had a bunch watching him.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we're at today.
Yeah, that's right.
I think we just got maybe a remnant that still has the spirit of God.
That's right. Amen.
We're not Ichabod yet.
Mm-hmm.
That means the glory has departed. We're not forsaken yet. I'll tell you what, when God takes the church out, it ain't going to be long, Brother Ed.
That's right.
They're going to get that belly aching bunch. They're going to get what they've been crying about.
That's right.
It ain't going to be too long, Brother Harry.
That's right.
They're going to say, what'd they say, read that? What was it they said to read?
Yeah, that's right.
God's going to give them over to a strong delusion.
Yeah.
That they'll believe a lie because they receive not the truth.
Mm-hmm.
They'll all be damned.
That's right.
Right now, buddy, the Bible says today if you hear His voice, right now, buddy, you can receive that Spirit.
Yeah.
Right now, you can be saved. Right now, you can get a refuge for your soul. Right now, you can lay hold on eternal life.
Right.
But if you miss it, you missed it all.
Right.
Father, thank You for this message.
Yes.
Opportunity, Lord, to deliver it. Well, we've done the best we could. We never claimed to be any great preacher, Lord. Lord, I've done the best I could to deliver this message. I pray, God, You take it and use it. Lord, if anything needs to be done, may the Spirit of God be the one that does it. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Get Brother Jerry, please. Like I said, everybody stand. Get Brother Jerry. Sister Sharon. Now listen, I preached you some truth this morning. If you're not saved, right now is a good time to get saved. As a matter of fact, there's no better time than right now to get saved. The Bible doesn't say tomorrow's the day of salvation. It says today's the day of salvation. Yesterday's gone.
Yeah.
Tomorrow may not get here. But you do have today.